And welcome to West Michigan's Morning News. Steve Kelly, Brett Makita, Lauren Smith. Joe Bilecki is working remotely this morning. On the live line with us this morning, before he pops into Muskegon Heights today, we might consider taking a raft, just to let you know. Lakeshore Congressman Bill Huizinga takes on a whole new level, doesn't it? Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, this water is something else right now, I can tell you.
Talk to us a little bit about, now that you've had a little time to spend some time looking at this stimulus package. We talked last week when Speaker Pelosi and the Democrats unveiled this latest round of stimulus, about $3 trillion. It's headed to the Senate after going through the House yesterday. Where will be the biggest points of contention for the now Republican-led Senate?
Well, it's going to go to the Senate because that's what happens once a bill passes the House. It doesn't mean the Senate's going to take it up. And everything I have heard yet is the Senate is not going to do that. They'll take provisions and they'll take pieces of this and basically do their own bill, which is exactly what I think I had said last week. And what my reflection on this is that it is exactly as I had said when I walked off the House floor. I did a little video live, Facebook Live, from the steps of the Capitol. And it shouldn't be called the Heroes Act of 2020. It really is. It's, you know, the Cynical Partisan Act of 2020. It just was junked up with a bunch of left leaning wish list stuff, and it was not a bipartisan attempt. It wasn't a serious attempt. That's what was frustrating.
So, what will be the biggest parts of then a Republican bill moving forward? And then now that has to go back right to the House after that.
Yeah, and this was not built to be an efficient system. I can tell you that the founding fathers were pretty wise about that, actually. What Mitch McConnell is talking about is making sure that we're seeing what the impact is of the $2.9 trillion that we have already obligated so far. Let's see how that is actually working, and then go to fill in some of those gaps. We think we know where most of those gaps are. Some, again, in health care. There is probably going to be some sort of money in for state and local and county governments, but there's going to be some provisions in there. It's not just going to be a blank check. Interestingly enough, I was talking to some of my state legislator friends last evening, late yesterday afternoon, and they were talking about how Governor Whitmer, just her answer is, well, the feds are going to take care of it. The feds are just going to send us a check. Well, the feds aren't just going to send the state of Michigan a blank check. There's going to be some tough discussions happening in Lansing as well.
Congressman, for people out there listening, will they see a stimulus check, you think, out of this like they saw earlier?
Could be. Economists are really kind of split as to the effect of that. Some believe it is a great stimulating effect to just get that money into the hands of individuals and let them go spend it. Others say there's better ways, infrastructure, that kind of spending that needs to happen. So my guess is there will probably be another one. I just can't tell you if it might even be like a little later, because there isn't going to be just one more of these and then we're done. This is probably going to be an ongoing thing for the next year that we're looking, evaluating, and then trying to address those issues.
What time are you in Muskegon Heights today, Congressman?
I'll be up in Muskegon Heights around 9:30 this morning. We're going to be meeting with some of the city folks, and I'm going to talk to first responders, the folks at the police department, and we're also going to be meeting with some folks from Mercy Hospital a little later, and spending our day up in Muskegon and just checking in with folks.
Lakeshore Congressman Bill Huizinga, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.